It's bad. Anime.
Hey, everybody. My name is John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide,
is this anime bad?
Today, I am very excited.
You've been talking about this one for a very long time.
I have been. I don't know why.
I was going to ask you why. So now my entire first line of questioning is out the window,
it's
sir.
It's over for us. I legitimately don't know why. I've been thinking about Rent-A-Girlfriend for so long, but I think I've seen it come up just a bunch of times whenever I would look for a new anime to watch.
Right.
And we didn't get to watching it recently, but this year was the time. And late this year was the time to kind of dig into it. And
some of us dug a little further than others.
You are right.
Well, that's the thing. You're not entirely to blame here. We got to call out Daddy Crunchyroll on this one because the formatting for the episodes is a little wonky.
Yeah. Yeah. At first, when we clicked into it, I actually texted you and I was confused because I was like, oh, I don't think we could do Rent-A-Girlfriend because it looks like they only have the second season. And you broke in there and you were like, oh, actually, no, they have the first and the second, but they for some reason labeled it all the second season.
Yeah.
And which was weird to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, at least it's there so we could do it. And that's fine. And what ended up happening is that I finished this show relatively quickly. I watched 24 episodes, okay? And I downloaded all of them, watched them all in flights, in transit, whatever. Finished it up. And I finished the whole thing before you even started watching it. And I was like, oh man, 24 episodes is a tall episode, Rob. It's a tall order, Rob. And you said to me after watching about three of them, hey, I think you watched two seasons.
Oh no, I finished the first season when I texted you that.
Oh, you finished the first when you finished the whole first season when you texted me that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because they say it very clear in the end of episode. The trailers at the end of the show is after the theme song.
Uh huh.
They said, "Oh my god, this the next episode is the last episode." I'm like, "Huh?" So then I looked it up. I'm like, "Oh yeah, season one ends at episode 12." And given what happens in episode 12 of the first season, I'm like, "Yeah, that's very." Firm start this season. And the next season, like, the images change a little bit. There's new theme music. I'm like, did Bouncy just not pick up that he's watching a second season of show?
I thought, I just thought that, it's mid-season. They're going to change it up a little bit.
You thought they were doing, like, the Sword Art thing.
I thought they were doing the Sword Art thing, where they kind of just switched it up mid-season. The last thing I watched that was 24 episodes, they did that, and it was still the first season.
Right.
So I thought, like, okay, new theme song, like, new plot points, new people. Like, this was overdue anyways. That's fine with me. And I just kept going. I guess I just didn't pick up on that one bit at the end of that one episode that said, oh, next episode's the last one. I don't think I picked up on that, maybe. But I did watch the post-credit scenes most of the time.
Good.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. I watched two seasons of Rent-A-Girlfriend. So at any point during this podcast, feel free to stop me if I somehow am talking about something from the second season that you have not seen yet, because they very much did blend together a lot.
Well, so luckily, the end of season one was such a hard stop that it's, we can get back on track. But it was so funny because I just had a very busy, personally, I'm doing some cool stuff right now. Both on creative fronts and also trying to potentially move. Been busy out the butt. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get to these later. And you're like, and you were so courteous, but also concerned. You're just like, Rob, 24 episodes is a lot. I'm like, oh, I did Sword Art in a day and a half. And you're like, oh yeah, you did that. You sick fucking freak.
You sick
weirdo.
Fuck.
You sick fuck. You sick fuck.
Pulls lollipop out of crotch.
And then you ended up just finishing the first 12 going like, oh, actually, that was the first season. And then being like, oh, I have a whole day of nothing to do now.
Well, that was the funniest part because I had Saturday booked out fairly well. I was in the recording studio for like 6 hours and then got out, got home. I'm like, all right, my original plan was to sit down. I think I said this a couple episodes ago that we recorded today. Just sit down, have some Pink Whitney and watch anime. But then I just didn't have any anime to watch because I'm like, oh, Bouncy, we can't talk about season one and two in the same episode. And we're coming up on episode 100, so there's going to be a little season break there. And you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah, all right, we'll talk about season two some other time. I'm like, sweet. But then I text you, I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. I don't go to bed till 2 a.m. because I'm a night worker. What do I do?
Yeah, the text that you sent was the equivalent of, oh, okay, now what do I do? Yeah, How do I occupy my time if I'm not watching Kazuya completely shit the bed every episode?
I hate Kazuya.
He fucking sucks.
He's just a moron. He's just a goddamn idiot.
Oh my God. Okay. Maybe we can start with that because there's not a lot about this show that I have to complain about, honestly. Mm-hmm. I generally had a very good time watching it. I thought like some of it was really fun, really enjoyable, dramatic, nice. But the only thing, the only big fat complaint, generally like a blanket complaint I have about the show is the main character Kazuya, because he is just a fumbling piece of garbage and he can never at any point in the first season has the second he looks like he has a smidge of growth, it's always that one mentality of one step forward and six steps back for him.
Yeah.
Every single time. They do not keep him growing. They very much stagnate him every single episode. And every time you think he's going to be better, they just make him even worse than he was before.
Every episode, he's just trying to get back with Chizuru. And, you know...
Every episode.
And, you know, again, this joke might offend some people, but I don't care. The whole idea of wrenching a girlfriend. Japan, I know you do that. It's still weird, okay?
It's definitely weird.
Who? Out of all the things you could pay a woman to do for an hour... Who's giving them $500? Because that's what it was. It was $500 an hour.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because it was 50,000 yen.
Yes,
so 500, right. 500 USD. And now it's going to be a little less, luckily, because the yen's falling. So if you want to go over there and rent a girlfriend, it's probably going to only run you like $450, $420 USD. Mm-hmm. But based on the conversion rate. Let's go to an aquarium? Really? Let's do the shit that every boyfriend has had to do. And like, you know, if you think back to your past with some people, it's like, wow, I wish I could have had that hour and a half back in my life.
I think what I did like about it is that exact question. Who rents a girlfriend? I did kind of like that component of like, okay, make a show about it. Let's see what happens. You know, I think the idea of maybe that being such a popular thing in Japan, I'm sure warranted the creation of a show like this, where it's like, okay, let's talk about it a little more.
Yeah, no, that didn't impact my impression of the show whatsoever. I'm just saying, in the real world, Japanese guys are doing this.
What the hell, man?
It's like...
Well, that's also, you know, it's crazy enough, that's also a thing here quite a lot. And I actually had some friends in college who participated in stuff like that, where it was very much like a rent-a-girlfriend type thing. But it's more, I didn't think it was called like rent-a-girlfriend or a girlfriend by any means. It was just like having company. So like friends of mine who were girls in college, I had a few of them who like were part of this kind of group that like older rich men would just be like, hey, can somebody accompany me to dinner tonight? I'm going to a very fancy restaurant. I'll pay for your meal and pay you like a couple $100 just to talk with me for 2 hours. And they did it. And it's easy money and legal. And there is no, you know, physical contact kind of like they have in this. But physical contact in terms of like, you know, kissing, inappropriate touching, that kind of stuff. So it is a thing here, too. Although a little bit more under the table, I feel like, than it is in Japan. But yeah, it's very much a thing.
That is the saddest goddamn thing.
It's extraordinarily sad. And the fact that like paying for not even like for anything like spectacular, but paying for just human contact and just having somebody there to listen to you is kind of creepy.
Yeah. At that point, just offer the fact that you're going to like a really nice steakhouse is payment enough in itself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. At least
free food.
That. I mean, but the thing with this show is that Kazuya is so down bad because he got broken up with by his ex for a month in Mommy. And yes, her name is Mommy.
Yes, so that was very funny throughout the entire
very
show.
Funny.
But also, I do have to relate to that show because I'm just like, wow, I've seen a lot of my friends get broken up after being with a girl for a month and then acting like the end of the world. It's like, dude, I don't want to...
We've seen a lot of our friends.
your face lit up. You're like, there's so much more I want to say, but I'm not going to say it on a program that's, you know, recorded and that we have a listenership here.
We all know the talks we've had off air. We know people that have had that kind of problem where after a month of dating somebody or after dating somebody for a very short amount of time, they get dumped or get broken up with, and all of a sudden it's the end of the world. And honestly kind of resonated a little bit, because I know of situations that have happened like that with like Kazuya, and just the fact that that this girl Mommy broke up with him and drove him to then be like, I really just want to feel confident in myself again, and I really want to feel like it was having a girlfriend again, so I'm just going to rent one.
I'm just going to rent one out for a day.
And I, as a viewer, enjoyed that. I was like, well, okay. You know, it's a little taboo. It's a little different. I kind of like us delving into that a little bit.
What really pulled me in, because the first episode, I wasn't lost by any point, because it was charming. The show is charming. Very much so, but I thought we were gonna get the most very typical Japanese thing with Kazuya eventually going like, don't you feel empty, this is wrong,
yeah,
let me instill some virtues on you. I don't want to say the show got me hook, line, and sinker, but I was in once Chizuru finally flipped on him for acting like an idiot.
Yeah,
where she was like, hey, you rented a girlfriend, what do you expect me to do, actually just fall for you in a minute? No.
Yeah.
This is a job. You're a client. I'm here to help make you feel better for a set amount of time. What the fuck, dude? Also, why'd you leave me a 1-star review? What the fuck did I do to you? She went off. And thing is, the Japanese customer service and industry, hospitality industry, in any capacity, they are literally taught, the translation is losing me, but you know, the customer is God. So they go above and beyond for their customers. It is so nice for me to see a Japanese production where someone in the industry just finally justifiably loses their mind.
Yep.
That was when the first thing I'm like, okay, show, you have me. Let's take this ride.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Like, as soon as Kazuya got called out on his grumbling shit, I was so happy. I was like, thank you. Finally. And also, I really enjoyed the way that they framed this rent-a-girlfriend thing.
Yeah.
They didn't really do it as like a, I just... really, really need money for this or that, and like I'm not doing too well financially. And sure, Shizuru isn't exactly doing the best financially, but she also likes the job, which is very fun
And towards the end of the season, we learn why she liked it so much, and I thought it was a brilliant way to tie that plot point together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway, so this happens, there's a kerfuffle where they're on a date, and then Kazuya gets the call. It's like, oh no, my grandma's in the hospital. And for some reason, Chizuru joins him.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, she knows in her mind, oh, fuck, my grandmother is also in the hospital.
But doesn't tell him that.
No!
In the same hospital.
Yes. And so what happens is the grandma sees the girl. It's like, oh, who are you? And then she's about to say, she's like, oh, this is where we're just friends, right? Yeah, that's the good call. And then fucking Kazuya accidentally blurts out, she's my girlfriend. But since she's a rent-a-girlfriend, she just played along.
Yeah, right, because it's her job, right?
The next thing you know, a Chizuru's grandmother comes out, and we learn that her and Kazuya's grandmother are friends in the hospital buddies. It's like something out of fucking Ponyo.
It really is, though.
Fuck Ponyo.
fuck that shit. Retirement home best friends, essentially.
So yeah, and then they get so excited to learn that their children are dating, or at least that's what they perceive. And the entire time, Kazuya's like, oh, I might have fucked up. And Chizuru's like, oh, you definitely fucked up.
You definitely fucked up. Because now both of their grandmothers think that they're dating each other. And so this is fucking insane to me, too. Because the drama of this show early on hinges on this. Hinges on Kazuya not wanting to upset his grandmother.
Yes.
So remaining with the fact that Chizuru is his girlfriend in front of her. They many, many times throughout the show say, like, okay, we got to call this off.
Yes.
And then they make efforts to, but then don't, because Kazuya gets scared. And it just kind of becomes a weird cycle that just keeps going on and on and on. We're like, I mean, you could have nipped this in the bud like 5 episodes ago, but here we are in episode 11.
Kazuya is a simp.
He's a simp. He's a simpy boy.
He's a hard
And he wants to, and he keeps wants to seeing Chizuru. Wants to still see Chizuru. And Chizuru, it kind of comes across a little bit that Chizuru also enjoys Kazuya's company after a little while. I mean, I can't for the love of God understand why, but that she's kind of like having similar budding feelings for him, although less overt over time. Because she sees how he is with his grandmother.
She's kind of drawn into the fact that he cares so much about his family, and that, like, other guys just want a pretty girl around, while the other time he's just like, I just want to make my grandmother happy before she dies.
Yeah.
So she goes, okay, you're kind of a good guy, but you're still also an ass. So you get some points, but you're not getting off scot-free. They eventually agree that he's going to rent her out every Wednesday. But after a while, it starts impacting his finances. And then eventually, his friends see the two of them together.
Yeah.
And we also learn that Chizuru goes to the same college as them, but no one can recognize her because she puts her hair up and wears glasses. And I'm like, okay, the Clark Kent Superman fucking thing is happening.
It's the most anime shit.
But it's the same thing here with the fucking Clark Kent. I mean, that's a fucking trend in America since like the 50s, where it's put on glasses and make the hair less cool. It's like, I don't know who you are.
You take off the glasses immediately. Superman.
Well, exactly. And I relate to that too, because, you know, having a longer hair my entire life, my adult life anyway, and, you know, have it in a ponytail, have the glasses on, like, do I know you somewhere? And then I will rip out the ponytail, take off the glasses, like, oh, Rob, how you doing?
So, like, oh, it's Rob. Hey, what's up, man?
So it's stupid, but at the same time, also like, okay, I kind of get it.
Sure, you know? Sure.
So it does.
Sure. But then also, because this breaches onto like Sword Art Online stupidity territory, when they're like, she has the same name.
Yes.
She has the same fucking name.
Yes.
It's not even like, her last name's different. Sure, like Ichinose is her actual last name, which she goes by at school.
Yeah, but she's still like, Mizuhara, yeah.
Like, Kazuya's friends, like invite him out with her, or like out for drinks at one point.
And mommy's there.
And mommy's there.
But then she's a total bitch for no reason. And then it comes very quickly comes across like, why'd you break up with him?
Yeah, that is kind of mommy's MO throughout this show. Is like she's a total bitch for no reason because she dumped him. But every time she has like a psychic break, she's like, do I actually like Kazuya? I'm like, no, you don't. And she's like, but I might. But I don't.
But she doesn't, because she even said herself, like, yeah, she was like desperate for the company, so she would fucking give anyone a shot. And she gave Kazuya a shot for a month. She got bored. It's, you know, it's very much the Japanese thing where it's like keeping like someone at like arm's length until you want them or need them.
And I will say they pulled a very impressive thing.
And then eventually the two of them made out behind a rock.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that because they pulled a very impressive episode 3 beach episode, which blew my mind. I was like, that's so wow, they're really looking to hook people in with this.
Yep.
They go to the beach, and some weird stuff happens with like Chizuru, because she's there with other friends, and everybody's like, oh, I thought you said Chizuru wasn't able to come this week. And he was like, she lives, her family lives near here, so she's around, so she came to the beach. And she's at the beach with everybody. Mommy then tricks Kazuya and like kisses him behind a rock, because at this point Kazuya's main goal is to get back together with mommy.
Yeah.
And she tricks him and kisses him, and he's kind of feeling weird about it. And then he tells Chizuru kind of about what's going on, and she feels weird about it. And then his friend Kibe's like, yo, why are you kissing mommy? That she's a bitch. Why don't you get back with Chizuru? And Kazuya's like, well, I mean, you don't really know that she's a rental, but okay.
And he tries to say like, oh, the two of us are breaking up, like him and Chizuru. And then his friend immediately punches him in the face.
So funny.
But I love how they framed it here, because they kind of, there was a little bit of subversion there. Because at one point the friend asked Chizuru to like come on the beach alone with him. And we thought, oh, this is where he's going to say he has feelings for her now. They didn't do that, thankfully. Yeah. They're like, hey, Kazuya is a goddamn idiot. Please stick with him. Like, please, for the love of God. You know, I'm sorry.
And he's a good guy.
And I'm like, wow. Good friend. Like a very
good friend. Really good friend. And it's with Chizuru, but obviously she's a rental and he doesn't know that. So it's kind of like all this weird, like, oh,
and she's
okay.
And she's like, oh, fuck, I'm in so deep here.
And she was in real deep when she fell off a boat.
She fell off a boat, and Kazuya goes in to save her, and they're like, oh, that's true love. I'm like, is it? Or is it just like being a very good person?
Yeah, I don't know. But either way, he saves her from drowning.
And that gets a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, and that gets a lot of people's attention, sure. And then
we later learn that fucking Chizuru and actually Kazuya are neighbors that they didn't. I'm like, how do you not know?
How do you not figure this out? But at this point, too, like, after he saves her in the water, and she says something about like him being like, you know, like you, the thing that you said in front of your friends that we were breaking up and broke it to them. Like, you know, honestly, like, that was, you're kind of a boy, but that was pretty manly of you. Like, I appreciate that. And she's, I'm like, wow, Kazuya is starting to really come into his own. Next episode, right back fucking down. Like, he, like, that's when I thought, that, like, episode three was when I was like, I'm liking this story. Because he's going to blossom into, like, somebody that likes not other people, but, like, loves himself. And he's going to be, like, self-aware a little more. And no, he just got worse throughout the entire season.
He got really, really bad.
He got so bad. And I mean, we could even talk about it now. Like when Ruka comes into the show.
I hate Kazuya. I hate Kazuya.
He's such
so
a piece of shit. Because, and also, Ruka. Can we say how funny it is that I knew 100% that you would be a Ruka guy? You know why? Because she comes in, she knows what she wants, she wants what she wants, and also she has a dark past where a lot of trauma has happened.
Yeah, you know, so it's like it's not my cup of tea, it's the entire kettle.
It's the kettle.
I was a meat. It's, I was
everything
so into Ruka
that I was like, you know, Rob is gonna love this shit out of Ruka, and I like Ruka too. But I was like, Rob is like a Ruka girl. Like he is a Ruka girl.
But what happened here? A Ruka guy, you meant? But
Ruka guy, yeah.
Oops.
Shout out to my girlies.
Shout out to all my Ruka girls listening to this podcast. All two of you. But yeah, but I love how they introduced her too, because one of Kazuya's friends rents a girlfriend,
Kuri.
Yeah, Kuri. They go rock climbing in episode six. And I texted you, like, are you also having, like, a lot of bad PTSD from Iwaka Keru? And you're like, yes.
Kurukurusu.
Kurukurusu. No, I didn't even say Iwaka Keru. I said, I'm having really bad kurukurusu. Yes.
And I love that you said that instead of the name of the show, because I didn't even remember it.
No, I'm just saying, I remember, because, yeah, this is one of the episodes I was watching after work. So I was just, like, in bed, making sure I meet my water quota for the day, because, you know, I'm...
You need that. You do need that.
Ever since we went out the other night... and we drank a decent amount, but I had 3 liters of water and I felt absolutely fine. I'm like, wait, let me try to drink more water in my day-to-day life. I'm like, oh, I'm a camel. I'm like, oh, my body just needs 3 liters of water like most days. So
yeah, you just do.
So just imagine me in bed with Poland Spring, you know, just watching this shit, having PTSD, you know, like going like, I'm going to bed.
And spitting at it directly on the computer screen.
Exactly.
But yeah, they, Curry... is there, and he's like, oh, Kazuya, I got a girlfriend too,
and
Kazuya's
hot.
Like, oh, cool, and they go on a double date, but of course we don't know at this point, but Ruka is a rental girlfriend for Kuri.
We're kind of led to believe so, just because we see her their face in the trailer and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and also,
yeah.
She immediately
saw it coming.
She immediately calls out Chizuru, is like, you're a rental, aren't you? And then both Chizuru and Kazuya are like, how does she know? It's like, maybe because she's one too.
Yeah,
but it was so brutal. At one point, it's the three of them. The friend's name again is
Kuri.
So it's Kuri, Kazuya, and Ruka in one room. And Ruka just goes, thank you for renting me the other day. It's like, oh, that's a murder.
Yeah, because Ruka comes to school.
To try to find Kazuya and be like, yo, go out with me.
Yeah, because she's in love with him, because Kazuya runs her down and basically tackles her after the date and is like, you can't tell anybody that Chizuru's my rental girlfriend.
Yes.
And then she's like, wow, my heart rate's so high right now.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. Apparently, she is like she's at a low heart rate her entire life.
Yep.
And she references saying, like, you don't understand, Kazuya's been the one I've been looking for all this time. So,
yep.
So something finally elevated her heart rate. And it's like, oh my God, it's Kazuya. He's the one.
See, and the funny part about that is it's hilarious because, like, you can get an elevated heart rate from just being in danger. And maybe she...
Wow.
So I'm not sure if it's like she loves him or it's she's terrified of him. But either way, she turns that into, like, I love you.
Several episodes where, like, younger kids especially don't have any distinction between love and just being horribly turned on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be the same thing here. She, you know, she felt some tingling for the first time in her life. She's like, I'm in love. I'm like, ma'am, I hate to mansplain this to you, but I don't think that's how it works.
But she, you know, to her credit, she maintains that throughout, though. She is just heavy and hard on Kazuya. And what absolutely fucking pisses me off about this man is that from the beginning of the show, he's like, if I only had a girlfriend, then maybe I'd be okay. And here is this very, very, very attractive, like, college girl.
Yes.
And I like also that this all takes place in college. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so much better. So much more relatable.
I'm so fucking happy. I don't feel bad that people are seeing naked 16-year-olds anymore.
Because they're all, like, 18, yeah.
They're all at least 18 to 19, 20, whatever you want to say. Mm. But here is this very attractive girl your age who is very into you, who from the beginning you've just been saying, oh, I just don't want to be a virgin. And she's legitimately throwing herself at you. And she's nice. And she cooks. And she's really cool.
She's Nagisa from Girlfriend, Girlfriend with balls.
She is.
Yeah.
She's like a Nagisa Saki Saki combo, I would say.
She's a combination of those two. She's the best characteristics of both combined.
And Kazuya, this limp dick bitch, is still like, I don't know. I don't know if that's what I want. And I'm
in love with the girl I rented for 3 hours.
He's all hung up on Shizuru, who, and also this little piece of garbage, throughout every episode too, I swear to you, throughout the first season, second season, this could be included. A lot of the episodes, Kazuya at one point during every episode has a realization with Shizuru, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, maybe she only sees me as a client. I'm like, yeah, you fuck. Obviously she does. You're paying her money every time you see her. You have somebody that wants to be your actual girlfriend. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, no.
God, what a dumb idiot.
But then he actually agrees to be Ruka's girlfriend only after Chizuru tells him to. And the entire time, he's still chasing Chizuru. Ruka's like, no, fuck that. You're my boyfriend. He's like, well, I'm like, no, you said you guys are dating.
You are. And then something weird throughout this thing happens between, like, Ruka being like, well, I know that, like, okay, you can keep dating Chizuru for your grandma, but we have to date too. I'm like, no! Tell him to end it. Fuck that grandma.
Fuck that granny.
Tell her you broke up with her. Who gives a shit? She'll be all right. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, but then apparently at one point, like, Ruka sees how invested the grandma is in Chizuru. It's like, oh,
yeah.
She doesn't. His grandma doesn't want him just to have a girlfriend. She wants it to be Chizuru. Like, he's his grandma's head over heels for Chizuru. I'm like, well, that's wildly unhealthy.
It is very unhealthy. Yes. Very. She's very attached. Yes.
Yeah. That's not good at all.
That's not good at all. That's not good at all. Not healthy one bit. I think the season ends around that time, too, because a few episodes later, we have the confrontation
Let's not forget the stupid
mommy?
Filler arc. Where
which one?
Where they bring in the girl who's trying to be a rental girlfriend, and they're like,
Sumi! Yes. Okay, I didn't want to mention her because I thought that might be season two or something, but
she only got her introduction. She only got her introduction in this season. It's like two episodes. I think it was over the course of two episodes.
Yep.
And she just can't speak. And Kazi is like, oh. And he's giving her pointers. I'm like, oh god, this is so delightfully awkward. It's like, hey, you rented from us a lot. Help the girl out, will you?
Like, what a way to just hear you're lame. Like, okay, you've rented girlfriends so many times that honestly, you can now just be a veteran tester for us. So here's this girl that's very inexperienced. Now you teach her how to be a rental girlfriend. I'm like, should he be getting paid for this work now?
It's like, yeah, get a free date out of it. It's like, he has a girlfriend now.
Like, I don't understand. And Shizuru was the one who asked.
Yeah,
so obviously he's like... Okay, and yes, mom. That's how mommy comes into the equation.
Sees them, and she's like, "The fuck!"
And she's like, "Who is this girl?" And Sumi, of course, for the first time, speaks. She's like, "I'm his girlfriend." And she's like, "All right, yo, man, you have told me in the past 3 weeks that you have three different girls. What is going on with you, dude?"
And then eventually, mommy starts piecing stuff together, and then the ending comes of season one. And my god, did this ending slap. Just when episode 11 ended, and Chizuru's booked, and the end of episode 11, they reveal it's mommy who booked her. I'm like,
who booked her?
What?
Yeah, that was great. I was like, ooh, spicy. But the thing is with mommy, I gotta say, her character has all these bad intentions, never really delivers. Like, I mean, never delivers as in, like, you don't exactly understand anything about it.
Yeah.
I think. But she's just kind of stirring shit up, but you don't really know why.
Well, that makes sense to me because she doesn't really know either.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't know either. Yeah.
She's completely conflated about her feelings for Kazuya. It's like, I dumped him, but now she doesn't know if she regrets it or not, you know.
Yeah.
Or she just wants to break up, you know. Again, she just, I thought, it feels like she doesn't really want Kazuya, but she wants the option of Kazuya, if that makes
sense.
Yeah. So she just wants him to be single. So yeah. She can, like, take him if she wants.
Yes.
Horribly unhealthy again.
Ew. Very unhealthy. Very toxic and unhealthy. But yeah,
but
she
this, yeah, so they, so gets Shizuru
for a date. Yeah. But he brings her to the karaoke place where, funny enough, Kazuya and Ruka both work at.
Yeah, so Kazuya sees, like, what the fuck?
He's like, what is happening?
And then Ruka's, he goes, like, up to listen. Why do you care? You're my boyfriend. And Kazuya,
yeah, and
like,
I'm like,
oh,
yeah, why do you care, you dumb idiot?
And there's, like, three episodes where I swear to God Kazuya forgot he's dating Ruka. And then episode 12, one point, it's like, oh, yeah, we should go on a date. It's like, yes!
Oh, my God.
And he's like, oh my God. But I still like Chizuru. It's like, well, stop doing that.
Stop it. You don't have to. She doesn't like you right now. I mean, the way that the direction that this show is going, like, I'm sure that there will be some sort of turnaround there. But still, it's like, oh, my God. But, yeah, he listens to the conversation that Mommy and Chizuru are having. And Mommy's like, it just really ticks me off that you have Kazuya all to yourself and he keeps renting you and you have him wrapped around your little finger. But most of the conversation is just, like, pretty fine. And she at one point just does, like, a weird thing where she's like, you like to sing here, don't you? You should sing for me. I'm your client. You have to sing.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable is a good word.
Quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, because if this was a darker show, there would be sexual favors done.
Yeah, sure.
I was getting, like, tame redo of Healer vibes. Like,
yeah, me too. I was like, I don't like this. And also, like, Mommy, when she's going all, like, berserk, she, like, gets, like, those dark eyes and stuff like that. And, like, there are multiple scenes where Mommy, when she's in one of those moods, is, like, walking past a couple dudes and they're like, well, check out the babe. And she looks at them and she's like, not now.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't want your attention.
My God. What did I do to you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But that's, I mean, that's essentially the end of the first season. I mean, the last scene, the scene on the bridge at the end of the first season, is that in the first season when Mommy and Chizuru leave the karaoke place and Kazuya kind of follows them? And Chizuru kind of weirdly stands up for Kazuya.
Yes.
In front of Mommy, unbeknownst to Kazuya.
Yeah, that's the end of the first season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and she, like, kind of stands up for him. I don't really know. I don't remember what was exchanged necessarily, but she just kind of stands up for Kazuya and says, like, "Do you like him or do you not like him? Because if you don't, if you don't, stop toying with him and just let him, like, live his life." Oh, and so Mommy finds out that he's been renting her, and he kind of wants to keep it quiet.
Yeah,
he wants to keep renting Chizuru, but he doesn't want Mommy to know anymore, I guess, and just kind of keep it under wraps.
Stupid.
Dumb.
The whole thing
very
is fucking dumb.
Very dumb. Yeah. And that's the first season.
I hate Kazuya. Absolutely. Yeah. I like the show, but hate Kazuya.
I think every character in this show is pretty great, except for Kazuya and maybe a little Mommy. I think they could do a little more with her, honestly.
I feel like maybe I haven't seen season two yet, but I'm hoping they do more with her.
Let me think. I'm not sure they do, but you'll see when you watch it, though. You'll see when you watch it.
Yeah, because I like this show. It's not bad by any means. I had a really good time watching it. All the frustrations that I'm feeling with the show were very much the intention of the show. I'm feeling the way the show more or less wants me to feel.
Sure.
Like, the thing is, like, how do I put this? Especially with harem shows, if you're a Chizuru guy, you'll be happy. But the reason why they make the other side character so great is that you can be mad that the main character is not going with your pick.
Yep. Yep.
It's the whole entire reason people stuck with Quintessential Quintuplets the entire way, to see which one Doofy Dork Doofus wound up with at the end. And it was Yotsuba.
And it was Yotsuba. Because they hung out once in fifth grade. It's a bullshit.
Yeah, the ending of that was silly.
So dumb. So stupid. I loved it.
It was so dumb. 10 out of 10 cinematic experience.
10 out of 10. Fantastic. 5 stars.
I have so many mixed feelings about that fucking movie.
Yeah, me too.
Really like season 2, but that fucking
movie. Like, an hour and a half of it just didn't need to exist, but whatever.
They should have just made a season 4.
Yeah.
Oh, season three. Sorry. You know what I mean?
What an anti-cinematic experience that was.
That sucked. But this one, it was, even though I binged a lot of it, I still had a great time with it. Binging a show can lead to being exhausting, but sure. The thing is, there's so much here that the narrative kept moving, and it made it a very pleasant binging experience. So I enjoyed the fuck out of the show. I was going to watch season two regardless, but now that you have watched it as well, we can talk about it. So,
yeah, we can just do that too. And on that note, I watched two seasons of this binging, and I also liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was... talking about the first season here, the first season I thought was great. I thought it was very, very, like, fun to watch.
Right.
Every episode had, like, a different angle to it. Like, there was never kind of a dull moment.
No.
Ever. There was always kind of, like, some character with something going on at some point throughout every episode. Everybody had kind of good plot lines. Everybody had good motivations. I mean, always except Kazuya.
Yep.
but yeah, I was very into this, and I... happily continued into the second season. I had no problem with that. Although at the end of the first season, I was shocked that there wasn't anything with like teasing a little, because they tease a little romantic tension between Chizuru and Kazuya.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's gonna happen. At least, end of the first season, that's how I felt. But I was shocked that they didn't really like
pull the trigger on that.
Go more overt than that, or like do like an accidental kiss or something, or like do something
a little
like that.
More. Like, yep. Like on the nose, exactly.
And I'm kind of happy they didn't. I'm kind of liking the slow build of this. I just wish Kazuya could be just in any sort of way, just a more redeemable main character than he is.
But he's not.
And maybe that's what the show is meant to be. Maybe you're meant to hate the main character because it's very easy to do so.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'm feeling the entire process of this show.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But yeah, I mean, that was Rent a Girlfriend season one. I surprisingly... really liked it. Not bad at all.
Pleasant surprise. Because it was one of the titles where I was concerned about, because this one got hyped a lot, and comparatively to the similarly named Domestic Girlfriend, which is a huge pile of boring.
Yes.
This one was fun.
It was fun. Not boring. And
no.
Last I need to mention the whole Chizuru being an actor thing.
Yes.
Is pretty cool. It's a cool angle. She's like wants to be a famous actress.
And it completely justifies her whole Rent-A-Girlfriend thing because she wants the money for her acting career, but also the experience of going on dates with people.
Yeah, and pretending like she wants to be there. Yeah,
exactly. So
it makes so much sense, actually. It is great. Great tie-in.
It's a brilliant way to tie it all together.
But yeah, I mean, there we are, boy.
There
we are. End of season one.
There we are, and we're going to keep going ahead. We'll be covering that sometime in season three of Bad Anime, because this is either gonna be episode what, 98 or 99,
but what a time we live in.
Yep. Stick around, folks. Episode 100 is coming up.
Haha. See you then.
Later.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.